On many a Christmas Eve in this century, American soldiers, sailors, and flyers celebrated the holiday in harm's way, far from home and family. Since 1900, millions of citizens have gone off to war. It cost some their lives, some their limbs, and for all, it cost them time with family and friends, a lonely state at best, and a painful one during the holidays. Which brings us to this edition of our weekly feature, Lost and Found Sound, and Quest for Sound curator, Jay Allison.
When this year began, we asked you to call us about sound recordings you've saved at home. In sorting through your hundreds of phone messages since then, our Quest for Sound team discovered clusters in the database around two categories of recording: military experiences and Christmas. Sometimes both were brought together on a single cassette or reel or disc, and as this year of Lost and Found Sound comes to a close, we want to share some samples with you.
My name is Tony Critton, Springfield, Missouri. Tapes that I have are from my parents from 1966. They're tapes that we would send to my father while he was stationed in Vietnam as a Huey gunship pilot. And there's four young kids and my mother, and then my father sending tapes back.
Oh, honey, I tell you, it sure is difficult for me to get enthused about my mission here or the necessity of me being here this time. We put in 8 hours today, all in troops into combat assaults. A little tired. Hope you had a fine day today.
Merry Christmas, darling. It's only about 3 minutes after 12, and I sure wish you were here. You know, you're a stinker. This afternoon, about 3 o'clock, the doorbell rang, and all the kids ran to the door. And lo and behold, when I went to the door, there sat a dishwasher on my front steps. Thank you so much, honey. I suppose your Christmas is over already. I hope you had a good day.
Hey, Mike, have you wore out that racing car set yet? Vicky, have you been saying that Texas Critter has been getting his daily exercise, or as much exercise as he needs? Because he sure needs exercise. It'll ruin him, keeping him tied up there. He'll get so lazy and fat and sassy that he won't ever want to go out. Dangerous Dan, have you been being a pretty good fella lately? You know, if you don't, old Sandy's not going to come and see you. Be extra good since Dad's not home. Tony, I know that you probably clean the house every day for Mama, since you're not going to school, don't you? Yeah, sweet little gal. Daddy sure misses you and Danny and Vicky and Mike very, very much.
Well, honey, I guess I better sign off for tonight and get to bed so old Santa Claus can come. I'm afraid I'm going to be up mighty early in the morning. Good night, sweetheart. I love you, honey.
At first, I thought that hat was too small, but now, since I've been wearing it quite a bit, it's beginning to fit my head better. I love you, Dad. Bye.
You didn't tell him about the washer.
What are you telling me?
Daddy, Mommy loved that washer very much, and it saved a lot of time on washing the dishes.
This is Tony. Mama Quentin got a little puppy. Black and white.
And Daddy, would you believe it's a beagle?
And a cute too.
Its name is Skippy too.
Each time I see all of these many little Vietnamese children, I can't help but think of you kids. Bye for now. I love all of you very, very much. Good night.
Hello, Jay. This is Al Scherz, and I'm a producer at member station KUNI in Cedar Falls, Iowa. I heard about your series and it immediately brought to mind some sound recordings that were brought to us a couple of years ago. These were recordings made in a basement in Waterloo, Iowa, and these recordings were made by the father of Bonnie Kolak, a singer-songwriter who worked out of Chicago for many years. She brought these to me, and what appeared there were recordings made by several of the Sullivan brothers from Waterloo.
I'm coming back to you with a half pint in my pocket and my eyes open.
The five Sullivan brothers were from Waterloo, Iowa. They were George, Francis, Joseph, Madison, and Albert. And just a few weeks after Pearl Harbor, they all enlisted together and served on the same ship, the USS Juno. In November of 1942, the USS Juno was torpedoed at Guadalcanal, and all five Sullivan brothers were killed, along with 700 other sailors. And the loss prompted Congress to enact the Sullivan Act, which provided that brothers could no longer serve on the same ship. To my knowledge, this is the only audio recording of the voices of the Sullivan brothers.
Jay, Bruce Kozowski, the recording, sound recording that I have is as follows. My brother was a F-4G Wild Weasel pilot in Desert Storm. After the blackout was lifted after 5 days of the war being begun, he called me and we were talking, and I was able to record this on the telephone.
Anyhow, I want to let you know things are all right here. We're dug in pretty well.
Yeah, good.
I had a real good mission yesterday. So,
well, I can't wait to get to see you in person and hear all about it.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, there's some stories. I'll tell you that.
So how was your first combat sortie?
Well, that one, I was pretty nervous, obviously, but it was fairly quiet where we went on that one.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're all right. And
we were talking about things trivial. As I'm watching CNN and I'm seeing this gut attack come in, my brother says all of a sudden on the phone, he says,
"Okay, I go. I'll see you. We just got an alarm."
Well, I didn't put two and two together, but months later I find out that he was attacked at that base.
My name is Al Shoemate, Radford, Virginia. The sound pieces I have are a former POW from Korea, Clarence Johnson.
And they gave us cracked corn. Well, I liked it. A lot of guys didn't. They said it tore their stomachs up, but I liked it. Then they gave us rice, and damn rice, though, you know, had these, some, I don't know what you call them, little white worm, about the same size of a grain of rice before it's cooked. And the only way you could tell it from the rice grain, just looking, was each worm had a little black spot, you know, right at one end. And there were, I guess, for each grain of rice, you had maybe three or four of these little white worms. And you couldn't separate, you know, you pour it in, you boil it, you'd scoop off the ones that scoop to come to the top. And the rest, you'd still have a couple for each grain of rice. Eat that damn wormy, sour rice, you know, and pick your teeth and there'd come a worm out, you know.
My name's Will Gillespie, and what I have is a tape that my uncle made of my great-grandfather a good 25 years ago before he died, and he fought in World War I. And it's a tape about his experience in World War I and the battle at Cantigny. And he tells about getting stuck in no man's land. He was stuck in no man's land for 5 days.
Well, I was left out there about 150 yards from the Germans and about 600 yards from my men. So the second day I crawled back where I'd left our men, I found some water in fellas' canteen where they'd been killed. By daylight, I decided to crawl back to our trenches. I crawled back across a wheat field, wheat up about thigh high. I stayed in the thickest part of the wheat. I dragged myself a piece and I was wounded in both legs and one arm. One leg was shot all to pieces. I got back close to the trench and I hollered for help. I heard some fellas talking a little, and then a fella came crawling out toward me, had his hand grenade, a couple of hand grenades in one hand, 45 in the other. And so he took hold of me and drug me back to the trench, and they lifted me over in the trench, the other boys did. They'd been watching me for 2 hours, had a machine gun trained on me, waiting to see what it was coming through the wheat.
It's funny to hear his voice and the way they talked back then, because he did grow up here in the upstate of South Carolina. If he hadn't have made it back alive, nobody in my family would have been born, because my grandfather had not been born yet. So his making it back alive caused directly for 20 other people to be born.
A small sampling of recordings sent to us by listeners and prepared by our Washington, D.C. Quest for Sound team, Art Silverman, Darcy Bacon, and Kate Volkman. I'm Jay Allison, your curator. Oh, one more found sound in the spirit of today's presentation. It's from the Vincent Voice Library in East Lansing, Michigan, dug out of the shelves by Maurice Crane. The song Over There, sung with the unmistakable verve of Enrico Caruso.
Get your gun. Back in on the run. I am calling you and me, every son of liberty. Hurry right away, no delay, go today. Make your daddy glad who have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to find, to be prouder boys in life. Send the word over there. That the boys are coming. There's run, coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer. Send the word to beware. We'll be over, we are coming over.